This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Local experts answering your questions. Call 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. Now, in the house with Jared.
Hey, everyone. Had a little malfunction there a minute ago. I apologize for that. This is the In the House radio show, and Jared is not here today. This is his dad, Ken. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting, and thank you for tuning in today. The show is all about your home improvement questions, so if you have any questions, please do questions at inthehouseshow.com. Or you can call in right now, and we can talk to you live at 855-765-1045. This is Ken Malik. I am Jared's dad and the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. You can reach the office, 904-495-0948. If you're looking for a free evaluation or a free estimate, we'd love to help you out. The show is also brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, the best door and window company there is. 904-222-8064. They're at 9446 Phillips Highway, Suite 6B in Jacksonville. Hey, thanks for tuning in. It's a beautiful day, and we appreciate your listening. The show is all about your home improvement questions. We'd love to talk to you this morning live here on the air. You can call us right now, 855-765-1045.
Yep, and... Well, good morning. Yeah, it's Saturday. It's a beautiful day.
This is Josh.
Glad to be here. Yeah.
Josh Smith is our producer.
Producer.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. We do have a call this morning from Susie. Susie, good morning. Glad to have your call. How can we help you this morning?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Susie. Go ahead.
Okay, I am doing a bathroom renovation with my husband, and we are planning on picking out quartz countertops today, or at least going to look for some.
That's
beautiful
stuff.
And I was wondering if you could... I really don't know much about granite or quartz or anything, but my husband wants to get quartz. That's what he said on. And I was just curious if you could provide me with like the types of questions I should be asking, because I'm looking for a good deal, and my husband generally just wants to get the most expensive thing he sees.
I can tell that already by picking out quartz. There's a lot of beauty in quartz and in granite also. They're both of them are excellent choices. You know, they're very durable. You know, it's going to last a lifetime. And if you're just doing a bathroom anyway, you're not talking about a huge difference from one to the other in price. You can't go wrong with either one. We're in the fact, Susie, right now, my wife and I are remodeling our own house, the entire house. We actually only left, 15 foot of one wall, and doing all the bathrooms, all the kitchens and all of that. As we have looked, we feel more updated with the quartz products. This seems like there's more variation in color, and it's just a great, great quality stuff. But you can't go wrong either way. So
I love Cambria.
Yeah.
It is a family-owned company. It's a family-owned company. It's actually made right here in America. They make some unbelievable stuff.
That's what we're using on our island is that
it's breathtaking. You know, it's absolutely not the cheapest stuff in the world, but you know, you can go online and look it up. Cambria. But yeah, I mean, absolutely breathtaking. Amazing product.
We're using that on our island. Joan, what's the color we're using on that island? You remember? She
So we actually do this show from, like, a home studio, just so that everyone knows. So we do it from a home studio. So, like, so when he's asking, like, his wife what color we're using, it's not that she's in the studio, like, just hanging out. It's that we actually do it from a studio in the house. It's like, literally, in the house is done in the house.
Yeah. But anyway, that's
well, what do you guys recommend, like, as far as what to ask? I mean, I want to go to at least 3 different places, and I've heard that I should find someone who does the fabrication in-house.
Yeah.
Maybe, because it might be cheaper.
Well, if you're going to go Cambria, you're going to go on their website, and you're going to type in your zip code, because you're going to have to use their dealers. You know, because not everybody can sell their product. Because with granite, you know, you can go to anybody that can finish granite slab, any stone person, and, you know, because anyone can import granite that knows what they're doing.
And fabricate it.
Mm-hmm. So with Cambria, though, because it is a product that's, you know, it's like an actual certified product that only dealers can deal with. You're going to have to go to someone that is a certified person. So if you go to their website and you go to an actual Cambria gallery or showroom, you're going to walk in and you're going to see a bunch of ideas. You're going to probably work with a designer that's going to give you some ideas and be able to kind of help you through the process and give you some tips on, you know, what they would do and what they wouldn't do, things like that.
Yeah, and I know here in Orlando, we actually went to the Cambria warehouse and got to see slabs, and they have just everything that they make all through it. And you might want to look there in Jacksonville and see if we're close to where you're at and where it is.
Yeah, there's a bunch of places. I'm on their site right now, and there's a bunch of places right there in Jacksonville that have design galleries right downtown, right near the water.
Even some of the box stores seems like they have.
Yeah, the Depot has it.
Do they?
Yeah, the Depot stocks it. So.
And so that you might be able to see some, but if you could get to where there's an actual warehouse would be your best bet.
Yeah.
Then you can get samples.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking for, we don't have much of a countertop space. I mean, it's not very big or anything, so yeah. I'm even looking to see if one of the places in Jacksonville has remnants that would be big enough.
You bet.
We're
checking out. So,
a couple of different places to go. But I guess I just want to know what I'm supposed to be asking them as far as the project on, like, how to get a quote.
Well, yeah, you need to know what size you're going to need. If, you know, if you've got a 48-inch vanity you're going to put in, or a 60-inch or 36-inch, whatever size you're doing there, then they'll be able to tell you from that. And then what style of sink that you're doing in it, and those are the questions they're going to ask you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. If you go to their website, if that's the product that you're really interested in, I would use their search tool, just go down the list and call the different places. And if you could pull it off with the remnant, then just call and say, are you also a fabricator? And if they say yes, say, do you have any remnants that are whatever, you know,
whatever.
5x5
okay.
or 5x10 or whatever you need. And if they say, oh, yeah, we just happen to have a piece, then, you know, I'd zip down there real quick and you might get lucky.
Yeah, good luck with that remodel, Susie. That's awesome. You and your husband
Thank
are
you
doing
so
it.
Much.
You're welcome. Let us send it. Actually, if you can, end up sending us a picture of your finished project. We'd love to see it.
Okay, we'll do. It's going to be a while because we're getting custom cabinets, of course.
Well, good luck
so
with it.
It'll be another 5 weeks.
Perfect.
Thank
we'll
you.
Wait for it.
It.
Thanks, Susie. Have a great day. Good weekend. That does open up a line for you. You can reach us and we can be live on the radio with you, 855-765-1045. It's break time. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. This is the In the House radio show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. The number of Universal is 904-495-0948. This is Ken Malik. I'm Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roofing. And we really appreciate you tuning in today and would like to talk to you live here on the air. The show is all about home improvement, everything having to do with home improvement. We're here to talk to you about. You can reach us live, 855-765-1045. Any question, whether you're remodeling a bathroom, a roof, you'd like to have any questions about roofing, we'd love to talk to you about that too. Anything having to do with home improvement. Show is also brought to you by Renewal by Anderson, the best window and door company there is. You can reach them at 904-222-8064. What a beautiful time of the year this is, and if you're in need of a roof, we've got some discounts and best prices of the year. You can get a 15% discount. We also are doing a 0% financing for 12 months. You can reach the office to get a free estimate at 904-495-0948. Perfect time to do it. The rainy season's not here, and it's a great, great time and the best prices of the year right now. Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-495-0948. Lots of projects going on and a lot of roofing stuff. I've been out on some roofs. I also go out and look at roofs and get calls and ask to come see things and finding a lot of storm damage, too, that people weren't aware that they had. Go out and do an inspection. They think they need a new roof, and they do, but the damage is storm damage, which would mean that they would pay the deductible, and then the insurance company the balance. We'd love to help you in that. We're experts in storm damage and would love to work with you to help you through that process. You can call the office for an inspection and estimate at 904-495-0948. Josh, Josh is our producer and joining me today on the show. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great time of the year, you know. I mean, it's really the time of the year when you come out of the holiday season. It's dry, it's cool, it's not too hot. You got a lot of projects going on. Spring's here. You're doing a lot of yard work. It's the perfect time of the year to really assess before hurricane season hits and before it starts to rain if you really need to do anything major, like a roof project or anything like that, to prepare for hurricane season. One project that I'm definitely going to take on we've been working on it for a while. It's actually two projects. One is an exterior door that goes out to my patio. I've been working on this with Renewal by Anderson, so we're going to replace that
door. Yeah, what
door.
Happened, though, is he had originally ran down to the box store, got a door, a big patio door for the back, and year and a half, it rotted out. So he's called Renewal by Anderson. They've come out and measured it. We're waiting for delivery now to get that done for him. Now it's a product that Renewal by Anderson, best window and doors made are Renewal by Anderson. They're never going to rot. They just have amazing warranties and amazing products that they use. And if you need window and door replacement, you can give Renewal by Anderson a call at 904-222-8064. It definitely is the time of year for projects. We decided to remodel our place, and we're in the middle of doing that. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about some projects that maybe you're doing. You can reach us right now, and we'll be talking to you at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Hey, good. Good morning. This is the In the House radio show brought to you on 104.5 WOKV each and every week. The In the House radio show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. The number to reach Universal Roof and Contracting is 904-495-0948. The number to reach us and talk to us right now about any home improvement question, you can call 855-765-1045. Any question, we're ready to talk to you about it. Anything having to do with a roof issue, whether it's ventilation, what type of shingles or tile you'd like, or metal roofing, anything having to do with roofing, we'd be more than happy to talk to you, or anything about home improvement. Susie called earlier. We were talking to her about granite versus quartz. Quartz being a little more expensive, but absolutely beautiful, and so is granite. So good luck with that project, Susie. And then we were talking about Renewal by Anderson, the best window and door company out there. You can reach Renewal by Anderson for a free estimate at 904-222-8064. This time of the year, we're all, each and every one of us, doing project after project. We took on the project to remodel our house, my wife and I. We're in the middle of doing that, and it's turning out way beyond our dreams. You know, you try to put these plans together and hope that it turns out as good as you thought. And I love this. This is probably the best project I think I've ever done, and I'm 71 years old and been doing this since 1972, and finally I think I got it right on this one. It's pretty neat and exciting to be doing that. If we can help you with any questions you have about any home improvement stuff, we'd like to talk to you now. 855-765-1045.
Yep. So we're going to go to a call. We're going to go to Paul in Fruit Cove. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Paul. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question about sealing my pavers. I just had some installed about 4 months ago, but it was pretty wet and rainy at that time, and now it's time to get them sealed and all. And I've looked at, you know, doing it myself, and there are quite a few more steps involved than I originally thought. And then the price to get it done has been, oh, my gosh. And I'm thinking, all right, I got to figure out how to do this myself. I'm a good DIY person, in my opinion, yeah. Of course. But
good.
I don't think it's out of my capability. It's just, dang.
Yeah.
I didn't expect all that.
Yeah.
You just had some pavers done at your place, too.
I did, yes.
I've had them over the years, too, so let's hear Josh's opinion, then I'll get on it.
So,
thank you.
So you did the right thing. You have to wait. So you have to – pavers have to be allowed to off-gas, basically. So you have to let them off-gas for a couple months and kind of cure. So you did the right thing. I love products that are made by Quikrete. They have a fantastic waterproofing sealer that's for concrete and masonry.
And it's a do-it-yourself project.
And it's basically kind of a do-it-yourself project. They sell it at a big box store. It's like 20-ish bucks a gallon, and it's a waterproofing sealer, and it does, you know, does all the stuff. Seals against oil, sand, UV light, all that. Protects the paver. Very do-it-yourself friendly. If you go onto the big box store website and you look up Quikrete, just like the concrete company, so Quikrete,
yes,
waterproofing sealer. It's a 1 gallon waterproofing sealer, and it's got a picture right on the front, and it does pavers. You can see it's got great reviews on the Depot's website. And
don't they even show you how to do it?
Yeah, it's a great product. Quikrete's website is fantastic. It does a great – they have a great kind of YouTube series on how to apply it. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a job, you know. when you're doing it, because you don't want to put too much. It's real tempting to really lay it on there because you think, yeah, it's porous. You want to put a lot on to protect your pavers. But if you do, you're going to get this haze and they're going to look bad. Yeah, do not saturate them and think you're going to let a bunch pool and think it's going to soak in.
Longer.
Right. Don't think, oh, I'm going to pool it on and it's going to puddle and it's going to look fantastic when it soaks in. No, it's going to look hazy and it's going to look terrible. No, you want to follow the directions exactly as they're written. Trust me. Do a test area. Test area, less is more. Paint it on just like it says, and they're going to look fantastic. If you do the clear one, it doesn't really change the appearance. So if you're cool with what they look like already, that's what I went with. Now I know people, the wet look, you know, some people like a matte look or a wet look. They have different options if you go to the big box store for that. But you definitely, if you're going to be walking on it or if it's on a pool deck, keep in mind, if you go for some of these looks, when it gets wet, they become slippery. So,
where are you putting it at, Paul?
It's around a pool deck, back porch, kitchen area, and we would like to get a little bit of luster. It just ended up being a little bit of lighter color, and we'd like to get some depth in it.
Sure.
So they do make a high gloss one. So you could do a test area with the high gloss and see if you like it and just go real thin with it and see if just a very thin coat and see if you like that. Or just try the standard waterproofing and see if maybe that's enough. It does give it a darker,
richer look.
Good.
But it's not going to give it that saturated, it just rained on look. That high gloss makes it look like it's wet, like it just, you know, like Hurricane Irma just came through and it's, you know, it's wet. It's saturated. So, but 100% pick an area that's small, do it, give it a day, and then look at it, see if you like it. And then get it wet and see if it's slippery, especially if you got little kids, because the biggest mistake you could do, I'm telling you, would be to do your whole area and then have the kids out there, and then the thing turns into an ice rink.
No running around the pool.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, there are products out there that 100% are cheaper and would turn that whole pool area into an ice rink. So
the only thing about on the negative side, just because I've had pavers in my past house for 20 years, and once you seal, you have to keep them sealed.
Yeah, you seal forever.
Yeah. So, and sometimes I think they're better not sealed. And I'm going to do my entire driveway I'm building now, but when I get done, I'm going to do the entire driveway in pavers, and it's like 20,000 square feet. But I'm not going to seal it because it's a driveway, and that means I am going to have to pressure wash it every 4 or 5 years probably, but it doesn't have that sealed finished look. But you're not doing a driveway, you're doing a pool area, and you want to enhance the beauty of your pool. And I think you got a great idea, and I do think it is, Paul, a good do-it-yourself project, and especially with this
Quikrete makes a great product.
Yeah.
So,
well, good luck with it. Let us know. Call us back and let us know how it went, man.
Yep.
We appreciate your call.
Sir.
That does open up a line for you guys. So we'd glad to take your call right now, 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045.
And just on the same topic of concrete, let's go to Josh in Mandarin.
Josh.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for your call.
Good. I've been doing construction for over 25 years.
Awesome.
Just we're in a flip property, and we've pulled up the floor. It was old laminate floor in some areas and carpet in other areas, and it seems like there was some mold issues going on when we pulled all that up, so we just thought it was old carpet, maybe water damage before. Mm-hmm. Now I've scraped popcorn off the ceiling, put tarp down, and when I pulled the tarp up, there was moisture everywhere, and even with if anything's laying on the ground, a shirt or anything, after a day, it seems like water somehow weeping up through the concrete somehow, and I just didn't know if there was a way to get that tested or
maybe what I'm looking at.
I mean, there's no slab leak or anything like that,
okay.
And it's not in a general area.
Yeah, that's what I was. My first question was going to be any possibility of a slab leak.
No, I mean, it's not in any general area. It's more to the back portion of the house, but it's two complete rooms, and we have no other signs of any kind of, you know, ground leakage, and the pipe's been repiped. So everything's running through the ceiling.
Yeah, they'll take that away.
So it's kind of a mystery to me why this keeps happening. I want to retile the whole house, but
sure.
I'm afraid to do that if there's an underlying problem. I just didn't know if there was someone that I could call to maybe test the concrete or
sure.
Just kind of looking for some guidance.
You bet. How's the water table around the outside? Do you have French drains or do you have gutters on the house, and are you piping the water away?
Well, that's what we're really trying to focus on right now, because we're in the older part of Mandarin near the river.
Yes.
So we do have a lot of water. I mean, if it rains pretty good, my front yard and backyard turns into a mud pit.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to kind of move everything away from the house to see if that was maybe the problem. But that's a process in itself also. So
yeah. I think getting some French drains and drains in, so whatever, to lessen the amount of water that's staying in your yard and get it draining away. So dig down below your foot or get and then the next thing that I would do is also, as you dug down and exposed your foot, or get some asphalt emulsion, some kind of a waterproofing on the perimeter of the building, and then some drain rock and pipe so that it'll get away from the building. I think that'll do a lot to alleviate that.
Okay. Well, when you put the tile down, dry the concrete, and you can put down Red Guard, which is
right.
An elastomeric membrane. You paint it on.
Yeah, I use it on bathrooms. I know what you're talking about. Exactly.
Yeah. So put Red Guard down on the entire slab of the entire house, and do the two-coat system, not the one-coat. So put it on twice, which makes it waterproof, and do the entire slab, you know, the entire house like that. And that'll prevent water coming through for sure.
Yeah, but I also think that you need to do the footer and the perimeter and drain rock, and you'll be even though it's a flip, it's going to be worth the money to alleviate a future problem for anyone.
Yeah, and Hydrostop makes a product called Barrier Guard.
Yeah, that's the best product made is Barrier Guard.
They use that up north on basements that weep.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I also was an inspector for quite some time, so I know a little bit of stuff about basements. Would you backfill that, you know, closest to the house with rock, and then come back with soil after you do the barrier, you know, kind of like a French drain?
You could do that, but I'd make sure you put some cloth between it so the dirt doesn't get into the rock and then leave it working.
Okay.
But great question, and I'm so glad that you called with that, Josh.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I needed a little bit of guidance, and you guys helped me immensely.
That's wonderful. Good luck with that. I hope you get all you need out of it.
Thank you. I'll call you back and give you an update when I get everything finished.
Love it. Thanks, Josh. Hey, that does open a line up for you guys. Anything you'd like to do and ask us about home improvement, we're here for you. 855-765-1045. That music means we're coming up on a break, and then this will be your last chance to get in. 855-765-1045. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. In the House Radio Show, brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. It's a family-owned company. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roofing and started the company in 1972. 17 of my family work at the company. We love you listening each and every week and calling us to give you free estimates. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. Got a big sale. The biggest sale of the year is going on right now. We got a 15% discount and 0% financing for 12 months, same as cash. That's Universal Roof and Contracting, 15% discount with 0% financing for the first 12 months. The phone number there, if you're looking for a free estimate or you think you have storm damage and want an inspection, perfect time of the year to do it, 904-495-0948. Also, the show is sponsored by Renewal by Anderson, the number one window and door replacement company there is. There's nobody better, no window, no product better than Renewal by Anderson, 904-222-8064. It's been a great show this week, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. It's been wonderful. We had a lot of great questions from remodeling to pavers and getting rid of water under the thing.
Yep, roofing, ventilation. This is the time of the year we're coming up on. We're going to have some great shows, some great guests that are going to be coming up. We're going to have Caterpillar come back on. We had them on last year. We're going to have them come on to talk about standby generator systems and a whole home versus portable transfer switches coming up in the near future. June 1st is going to come up quickly. I mean, come on now. We're basically halfway through February, and we're going to blink, and it's going to be March, April, May, June. So don't wait until hurricane season to deal with your generator needs, and don't wait until hurricane season to handle roofing, and especially if your home's in need of some sort of repair.
Yeah, we'll come out right now, take a look at it. If you need a repair, we're going to tell you what it is and give you a good price on it. If you need a roof replacement, we're going to tell you the truth about that. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. It's been a great show, and thank you for tuning in today. Thanks so much. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-495-0948. See ya. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.